From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden has announced the Greene County Police Reform and Reinvention Collaborative will release the first draft of its report Tuesday, March 2nd, with more than 20 recommendations. The collaborative will hold a special meeting March 10th to hear public comment on the proposal. The report makes recommendations for the Greene County Sheriff's Office. The seven other municipalities in the county with police agencies must develop their own reform plans and in accordance with a June state executive order. Under that order, all municipalities in New York with a police agency must conduct a review of policies and procedures and develop an improvement plan that would address the needs of the community being served. Groden, who chairs the collaborative, said there are some minor changes to the report the group is finishing off. He said the report includes recommendations on body camera usage, protocols for dispatchers, and a complaint system. It will be submitted to the legislature's Public Safety Committee on March 3rd and again on the 10th. Residents may submit questions about the report, which Groden expects to have online at the county website by March 2nd. Residents are also able to attend the March 10th meeting in person to ask their questions. But because there are only 8 seats available, Groden suggests calling ahead to 518-719-3270. He said, and I quote, "The committee agreed they do not want to have an open Zoom meeting to allow an uncontrolled capacity for anybody to chime in. What we're going to do, my board will be here in the chambers live and Zoom with the committee to review it, and anybody who wishes to address the product can come here in person," end quote. He said masks and social distancing will be required. The plan goes to the full legislature on March 17th. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting the State Police Service Commission has found Danskhammer's Energy Article 10 project application to be complete. Company Vice President of Public Affairs Michelle Hook said, as a result, a timeline for public hearings and other steps will move forward. Danskhammer Energy wants to construct what it considers a more energy-efficient electric generating plant on the site of the old facility. January marked a year since the company filed the application with state regulators to revamp the gas plant located on River Road in Newburgh, but the state asked for more time to consider supplemental information filed with the application. Danskhammer Energy is seeking state approval for a $500 million project to expand the plant to a full-time fossil fuel facility. Right now, the plant only operates during times of peak electrical demand. The proposal has met with resistance from residents and representatives of counties and cities statewide. And you can read more at MidHudsonNews.com. Emily Sachar is reporting for MBI.com. 2 years after the Boy Scouts of America began welcoming girls to its ranks, Red Hook High School senior Alicia Van Pelt is on her way to becoming one of the first girls in the Hudson Valley to earn the rank of Eagle Scout. Van Pelt, 18, is planning a service project with community at Brookmead, a senior citizen retirement community in Rhinebeck. The details of the project are still under development, but she expects to create a relaxation area for residents, including birdhouses and bird feeders. Before moving on to Eagle, however, Van Pelt must first complete a series of merit badges and execute a service project. She is a former Girl Scout and was motivated to join the Boy Scouts to earn the rank of Eagle, a leadership and service position attained by only 6% of Scouts. Alisa said, and I quote, "I wanted to make the point that girls can do this, and I also want to inspire other Scouts, Girl Scouts, and Male Scouts to achieve Eagle," end quote. Another girl from the Red Hook Troop, Charlotte Reed, is also working towards Eagle. She lives in Milan. The girls met weekly on Zoom for 90 minutes planning activities and discussing their progress toward badges. Van Pelt also has participated in several outdoor trips with the boys, including a 15-mile canoeing trip on Indian Lake in the Adirondacks that involved camping on a small island. The Red Hook Girls troop now has 4 members. Van Pelt's mother, Kimberly, is the troop leader. Her father, Robert, is the committee chair for the Companion Boys Troop. Read the full story at mby.com. Larry D. Donato reports for Porcupine Soup that New York is expanding deer hunting and considering expanding it even more. DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos recently announced that next year a holiday deer hunt has been added to late bow and muzzleloader hunting season for deer from December 26 to January 1 in New York's southern zone. The DEC's 2021-2030 deer management plan is in draft form with the proposal to expand the doe-only season in September. Plus, the state legislature has a measure to lower the age to hunt big game with a firearm to 12 years of age is currently in the state budget bill. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.